Okay. All right. Hello, everybody. So yes, I am Julia, and I am a alcoholic and a codependent chaos creator. It's really good to be here. I am a little nervous, but I'm just really asking God to speak through me, and what's meant to come out will come out. I don't truly know what my topic is either, to be honest. I've just been kind of perusing through the big book to see what stands out to me, and like what really like defines where I'm at today in my recovery with my codependency. And it always boils down to like my relationship to God and what's standing in the way of me going to him, her, whatever you identify with God. And I went to page 53 with my sponsor because we were kind of brainstorming before I came on today. And I'm sorry, not 53, 55. So where the line or the paragraph that says, actually we're fooling ourselves, for deep down in every man, woman, and child is the fundamental idea of God. It may be obscured by calamity, by pomp, by worship of other things, but in some form or another, it is there. For faith in a power greater than ourselves and miraculous demonstrations of that power in human lives are facts as old as man himself. It's been a really crazy journey for me when I started doing this work again through the BBA Chaos Creators with my sponsor. I have 6 years sober today through Alcoholics Anonymous, and I have done the steps BBA for my alcoholism. But I came to a point when I was at 5 years that, I was so my life out the, the obsession to drink was definitely lifted. And I was taking other girls through the work, and I'm running big book studies and it's going really good. But behind closed doors, like my personal life and my personal relationships were just so painful, chaotic, horrible, disgusting, to the point where I really was thinking about checking myself into a psych ward at one point. And I couldn't understand why I couldn't apply the same principles I had learned and experienced through going through the BBA, for alcohol, why I couldn't access that power for this, for my romantic love life. It's really my love life is what I have a problem with. And I couldn't get away from this guy that was completely toxic, dangerous, a criminal, like, and I'm not telling anybody about it, and I'm sneaking off, like, wondering if I'm gonna die this time when we meet each other because he's so dangerous and unpredictable. And I couldn't stop myself. Like, I couldn't understand why I'm still driving over there, like, oh, I hope I don't get killed tonight, like, and that was the insanity that I had going on. And I would pray, I would pray and ask God, like, please, remove this from me. But since I was so proud, too proud to like ask for help, and I thought it was like a psychological issue, which it is, but I didn't realize like that I was still blocked from God in so many ways, that I needed to dig deeper. And I didn't give the work as much credit as it deserves when it comes to this stuff. Like, I really didn't think doing more inventory and, unblocking that channel just a little bit more could relieve me of this. But I was completely worshiping other things. I was worshiping that relationship. I was worshiping my image, how I look to other people, being in control. And it just was really, and we have the bedevilments on page 52. I was all in that. And it wasn't until I met my current sponsor and Chaos Creators, and like God gave me a little wink that like this woman is definitely going to help me. We have the same like rare chronic illness. We have the same middle name. Our stories are very similar. And I was just like, I finally felt hope like that this is going to work out, you know, and doing so much inventory and discovering like what was blocking me. It's been really painful, but it's not something like that on my own I was willing or could face. Like, it's not stuff that I even acknowledged as a problem. Like, I've faced a lot of things. Another line I wanted to touch on because it's so relevant to my situation, I feel, is, you know, in this book, you read again and again that faith did for us what we could not do for ourselves. We hope you are convinced now that God can remove whatever self-will has blocked you from him. If you have already made a decision and an inventory of your grosser handicaps, you have made a beginning. And being that you are, and that and being so that you have swallowed and digested some big chunks of truth about yourself. And there was some big chunks of truth that like I really wasn't ever going to acknowledge without doing this work, you know, and it and these things were keeping me insane. I couldn't show up. I would like be in that insane relationship and then try to date someone more healthy, but I couldn't show up sane to that relationship myself, you know, because I had all these things within that were just making me show up really, really crazy. And you know, today, and also like I just worshiped being in a relationship in general as a codependent. Like I just felt like I needed someone else outside of me to validate me, to make me feel good enough, to make me feel like just a valid person in general. Because I just couldn't like I couldn't adopt a relationship with myself. I just wasn't able to, you know, I was too afraid. And just doing this work and like layer by layer, like taking away these things. And I never even, you know, I'm doing inventory and I'm praying that these things be removed from me, not even knowing that it would what it would look like really. Like, you know, it might cause some more pain when God removes this thing, and then I'll have to tackle another thing. And it's again like without God's help, like there's no way I would have the strength to do it. And you know, today I can say, like, through these painful things that I was too afraid on my own to look at or deal with, I definitely am finally in a place where I feel comfortable and ready and safe to like sit with myself for a little while and not like run out and try to date someone to feel valid or to feel good, or to feel comfortable. Because I would still pick these people that would like dominate me, and like I would totally abandon myself in the process. And today, like I'm with God's help, like I'm no longer willing to abandon myself. Like I'm no longer willing to like avoid myself and avoid feeling and avoid being uncomfortable. Like it's not the most comfortable being, you know, taking a break from my love life and being alone, but like I feel okay. Like I feel good about it. I feel like it's what God wants me to be doing, and I'm finally able to like just sit and let God present things to me that like might be better aligned with His will for me. Instead of me running the show and playing God myself with this like crazy unproportioned logic that like this will make me happy if I get this person or I get this thing or I do that, that would always like run me into the ground and totally blow up in my face. So now like I'm whatever God presents every day, and today like He has me speaking at this meeting. I helped a sponsee earlier today. You know, I'm going to another meeting later. It's not all about me micromanaging my life just so I don't have to be uncomfortable and in the process making myself really uncomfortable and putting myself through a lot of pain and like torment and chaos. And yeah, so like it's again, it's been like a roller coaster doing this work. on such a deep level, but it's been so worth it. And I can say I'm grateful today for the things that I've been able to face and look at and swallow, you know, like it's because it's bringing me to a place of, you know, I don't know if I've ever been sane, but like I feel more sane today than ever. I feel more at peace. I feel more confident, more just more level, more right sized. And I really didn't think it would work. Like I really didn't. So I'm just grateful for my sponsor who's in the room today and grateful for God and like, you know, there's no shame in not having had the power before to do what I couldn't do, you know, like, and that's something I do all the time is shame myself and beat myself up over these things. And, you know, now I can really take an objective look like, well, I didn't have the power to do that at the time, you know, and there's no shame in my journey and no shame in the growth and what was necessary to grow. So, yeah. I guess that's all I have. I don't know. That's all I have, but I really appreciate you guys having me today. So thank you very much.